Are we ready? Okay.
Who, what, when, where, how? Who, what, when, where, how? Who? The Brinsley Bears. What? We always care.
Where?
Any time of the year.
Where?
At Brinsley School.
How?
With love and care. Who, what, when, where, how?
I'm Taisha Rivera, a.k.a. Ty.
I'm Shanoia Fisher, a.k.a. Shanene.
Welcome to the Bear Zookles.
We are all about learning,
having fun,
and most of all, enthusiasm.
Today on the show, we're talking about Brinsley School's talents and strengths.
We'll bring you breaking news about talented teachers and kids.
An award-winning performance by the Brinsley Drama Troupe and more.
But first, a treat for your ears.
I'm Ernest.
I'm Cameron.
And I'm Alex.
And this is the sound of Brinsley,
inside and out.
I said sorry.
Yeah.
Rock it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Boom. I'm Omar.
I'm Ashton.
I'm Evan.
I'm Sue.
I'm Tiffany.
I'm Louie.
And these are school streeters.
My name is Miss Worthy. One of my strengths is that I'm very friendly and I'm a people person and I love helping people. When students come to my office and they have a conflict, I try to gather all the students that are involved in it and I resolve it so that they can remain friends.
All my strengths. Mopping the floors and keeping the school very clean for all your students.
My name is Ms. Enright. What is one strength that I have? I think one of my strengths is that I'm very patient. And that helps when you're teaching because everybody's different and some students take a little bit longer to understand something than other students. And I find that to be something that I can work with very well because I'm very patient.
My name is Milton Blake. One of my strengths is starting something and finishing it. Whenever you start a project, you're always trying to give it your best. It doesn't matter how simple or how difficult it might seem. You'll never know how much you could accomplish without trying.
My name is Mrs. Marshall. I am best about caring about my students at Brinsley School.
Do you like the Yankees?
I love the Yankees. I even have a picture of Mariano Rivera in my office.
And that was School Streeters!
Welcome to the BBC. I am Danae McBride. Hello, folks. Today we will hear a very important interview. BJ Torres spoke to Mrs. Chirizzo today. She's an exciting, fun teacher with a life. She knows just the things to help her students learn.
Ms. Chirizzo, why do you use fun teaching activities instead of the old, boring teaching methods?
I think you kind of said it right there in the question, Beach. They're boring. They're boring for the kids. They're boring for me. I don't want to have to just sit there and listen or sit there and just talk. This gives not only me, but also the kids a chance to be involved in their learning and their kind of choosing what they like to do. It's more interesting for me as well.
Which activity do you think helps the students most?
I think when we first started really using anyway, we started with just the thinking maps, and right away we saw such a different level of understanding. Like even now, like if you ask the kids, okay guys, we're gonna put all these things into different categories, we're gonna kind of, they'll tell you right away, oh, we need to make a tree map then, which years ago we would have never even heard. But I think for me too, another piece of it would be anything that involves movement or rhythm or moving in some way. Like when we do the give one, get one, and you guys get to dance around and change your cards, you know? So it's hard to pick just one. I think so many different ones are really valuable.
I still kind of remember those.
That's a good thing, see?
Which student do you think benefits the most out of these activities?
I think instead of saying one particular student, I would say the type of student would be the one who maybe hates coming to school, or the one who, you know, maybe hates a certain subject, but when you decide to incorporate some of these strategies in there, all of a sudden they're like, oh, this isn't bad at all. This is kind of cool. You know, or even the student who maybe struggles, whether it's maybe it's a learning disability, or maybe it's a language thing, or whatever the struggle may be, it's those types of kids who suddenly are getting it and are liking it while they're getting it.
Thank you. That's all, folks.
That was BJ Torres speaking to Mrs. Charizzo, the teacher with the life.
Not the boring kind, if you know what I mean.
I'm Danae McBride, assistant producer.
I'm Joshua Robinson. I produced this interview.
I'm BJ Torres. Thanks for listening, folks.
7, 8, BBC, BBC, Radio Diary, Radio Diary, BBC, BBC, Radio Diary, Radio Diary.
This is the Radio Diary, and these is our stray student stories from BBC.
Yo!
Hi, my name is Kari, and this is my string story. Well, it was recess and we were bored, so I was playing around. I was like, let me just kick the ball around. And then everyone, let's play kickball. I was like, oh, God. And at first, I really didn't want to play because I'm lazy and I don't like running. And they rolled the ball, so I kicked it anyway. And it went over near the butterfly garden, and I ran. And I made it all the way to home without getting tagged or getting out. It was fun, and I was like, yay, Kari! And I was all happy and pumped and stuff. I was so excited. I was jumping around. I was like, oh, my God, and I couldn't already breathe. And it was fun. I wanted to do it again, but it was time to go in. So next time I play, everyone's going to want me on their team. I want to do it again.
Hello, my name is Daniel, and this is my strength story. In fourth grade, I was having a relay race. There were about 21 people competing. The lap was 1 mile, and you had to come back around the cone just to get an A. So I felt scared because if I was slow, the other team would get the point, I wouldn't make the grade, and I would have also been laughed at by the other team, because they thought that I was slow and they could always beat me for every single time. So I started running and running and running. When I was running in this race, I felt like it's like sometimes when you're running, you feel like a cheetah running in the desert. Because the fact is they run mostly about 70 miles per hour. The wind was at my face. I felt glory and honor. And I actually found out that I was fast. I beat the other team, we scored the point, and I got an A. But the other team didn't.
Hi, my name is Viara, and this is my strength story. One day, I was at recess. It was in the fifth grade. I was at recess, and I was dancing with a couple of girls. When we went back to the classroom, one of the teacher was looking at me, staring at me, and they pulled me out. And I thought I was, like, in trouble. I thought I was, like, getting in trouble or did I do something bad. But actually was she pulled me out because she wanted me to be in a project for dancing. I felt like, wow, this is, like, an opportunity for me to be in something that I like, that I want to do. When we started dancing, we were the first one who got picked out. We were the ones who won. I felt really proud and exciting because I never thought I could do something like that. I thought I was going to be just a regular student. It felt like really special for me because it came from me, and I tried my best and I do everything that I could do to be like that person.
This is my name, Josh Ingram, and this is my strength playing baseball. The first time I played baseball, I could never hit the ball. I felt kind of depressed because everybody else hit the ball. I could never hit the ball. I kept on playing because if you keep on playing, it's like practicing every single day and you get better. One day, it was the second year I played baseball. It was on a Saturday, and my mom told me to get ready for a baseball game. So, like, at the eighth inning, I think, I got to hit a ball. I hit a single. I got on first base, and I felt so proud. And everybody was clapping for me and stuff. It was really good.
You're listening to Bear Zookles on BBC Radio, 500.6 in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I'm Taisha Rivera.
And I'm Shanoia Fisher.
Wow, that was really exciting.
What is your strength, Ty?
Well, talking, duh. What about you?
Well, you know me. I'm a crazy dancer.
Speaking of dancing, I got a party to go to. See ya! Awesome!
Yeah.
This is the Bearsley School Drama Troupe. We will tell you a story of mischief. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Where the Wild Things Are, story and pictures by
Maurice Sendak.
The night Max wore his wolf suit.
I love my wolf suit.
And made mischief of one kind.
And another, his mother called.
Wild Thing!
Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing, I think I love you.
I'll eat you up. So he went to bed without eating anything.
What's wrong with this kid? It must be the costume.
That very night, in Max's room, a forest grew. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew.
My ceilings, my walls, everything's covered with vines.
OMG, what's going on here?
¿Qué pasa?
My ship's coming.
I thought this was supposed to be about strength.
Hold on. It's my story. I'll tell you later.
Why don't we ask the audience, what do you think his talent is?
¿Qué tú crees que es el talento de él?
¿Qué? Yo no sé.
This is the BBC, and I'm Kadeem Kennedy. Today, you're going to hear an exciting interview that Jaylene Burgos did with Eric Acevedo. Eric is a student at Bearsley School. He survived having a brain tumor. Jaylene asked him about what this experience taught him.
So, tell me about the moment when you found out about your illness.
I felt kind of sick and sad about me getting sick and having a tumor.
Who was with you when you found out?
My mom, my dad, and my brother.
What was it like to be at the hospital?
It was all right. The food was all right, and I just watched TV a lot over there, and that's all I did.
Who helped you the most while you were at the hospital?
My mom, because my dad had to take care of my other brothers at home.
How did your mom help you?
She helped me because every time I had to go somewhere or do something, she was always there beside me.
How did your friends help you when they went to visit you at the hospital?
One of my friends came, and her name is Jaylene.
It's me.
Her, because she kept me company with all my family and instead of being bored and lonely in the room.
How did this experience change you?
It changed me because when I was sick, every time I walk, I lose my balance. My dad had to be behind me. My feelings changed when I was sick. I was kind of mad and sad at the same time, because I was mad because I didn't want a tumor, and I was sad because I just kept throwing up and kept going to the hospitals.
What strengths did you discover that you had?
I was tough. I was fighting the sickness.
If another kid that you know had that same experience that you had, what advice would you give the kid?
To fight through it. Do not let yourself down, because if you do, it will be a longer time to come out the hospital.
Very good advice. Well, thank you, Eric, for coming and doing this interview.
You're welcome.
I'm Kadeem Kennedy, and I'm the assistant producer.
I'm Nicole Reynoso, and I produced this interview.
And I'm Jaylene Burgos, y gracias por escuchar.
BBC, BBC, Radio Diary, Radio Diary. BBC, BBC, Radio Diary, Radio Diary.
Hi, my name is Natania, and this is my strength story. All right, one day I was in lunch eating with my friends, and then I noticed my friend Michelle lonely with her head down. It made me feel angry because, like, she's never sad. She's always crazy and up and running. So I had to fix it. So I go and ask her what's the problem, and she says that she feels sad and she didn't want to tell me because there was too many people around. So I said, would it be okay if we go upstairs? And she said, all right. So we went upstairs and we talked about it. Well, the problem was that she didn't know if the other girl was her best friend. And then I go back downstairs, and I get the other girl, and I was both of them upstairs to the bathroom, and then they worked out their problems. And then when we came back down, we all were happy. It made me feel like I did a good thing.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and this is my strength story about my best friend, Natania. Well, me and her, we've been best friends since the first day we met in fifth grade, and we've never fought about anything. And no matter what we do, we're always having fun together. If I'm starting to cry for a certain reason, she'll ask me what's wrong, and I always feel okay to talk about anything with her. Knowing that she's there, it's like the best feeling ever, because to me, it's like me and her are sisters.
Hi, my name is Mark. This is my strange story. One day, I was at the park playing football, and I tackled one of my friends, and I made a touchdown, and I succeeded. I like football because it makes me feel good about myself, and I like playing with my friends and, like, having fun, catching interceptions and tackling, and when people come for games and all that, they be watching me. Makes me want to succeed in life with other different kinds of sports.
Hi, my name is Jasmine. This is my strength story. One day, I went to church, and they had a song we needed to sing called I'm Trading My Sorrows. And we kept practicing, and they told us that a few days after, we would have to sing. So I came that day, but I was unaware that we had to sing at that moment that I walked in the door. So I got on the stage, and I was nervous because people were staring at me, and they were just waiting, like, are you going to sing yet? So my face turned red and everything, and they're like, you could do it. So what I did was took a deep breath, I closed my eyes, and I started to sing. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. As we sing, yes, Lord. It was kind of soothing, yes, because yes, people started to, yes, smile. Lord, so I was like, Lord, it couldn't be that I was, yes, bad. Lord, so I had to be smiling. Yes, that was really good. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen. But at the end, I felt scared because nobody started to clap. But then they took a moment and everybody started clapping and cheering. And I noticed that I had confidence in myself and I knew I could do this. And I knew that people liked the way I sing and the way I do the things I do. And I believe that I can do anything if I put my mind to it.
Stop, don't touch that button. Turn up your radio for this important news from the Bearsley Broadcasting Company. Here's Joshua Estrada with the story.
Congruent figures are...
Miss Giff and her third grade class love learning vocabulary words. They love it because of dancing definitions. A dancing definition is when students act out and sing a definition of a word.
Omelets. Omelet is an egg that has been beaten and cooked and folded over, folded over, folded over.
Miss Giff says it's a great way to learn.
I think the children like to move around. They sit at the desk for 6 hours every day. The opportunity to dance around, use movements, it just is, it's fun.
I feel awesome about dancing definitions. They're like the coolest thing to me.
Doreen Cummings is a student in Miss Giff's class.
It helped me remember stuff by sticking into my brain so that definition is always in my head no matter what.
The reason it works is because students are not reading from a textbook. Instead, they say these definitions from memory and it builds their self-esteem.
I see them, interestingly enough, many times when they're out at recess, they are outside in a group, in a line, marching along doing their dancing definitions. So that's how I know they are really learning and enjoying what they're doing.
This is Joshua Estrada for the BBC News in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
This story was produced by Tahira Dita
and recorded by Danny Calderon.
Are we ready? Okay.
Who, what, when, where, how? Who, what, when, where, how? Who, what, when, where, how?
Well, that's it for our show.
Bearzookles was written, performed, and recorded by the sixth grade students at Bearsley Elementary School.
Special thanks to our wonderful teachers who put up with the interruptions.
And to Ms. Marshall and the UNUA for making this project possible. I'm Taisha Rivera.
And I'm Shanoia Fisher.
Thanks for listening. Who? The Bearsley Bears. What? We always care.
Where?
Any time of the year.
Where?
At Bearsley School.
How?
With love and care.
Who?